local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome to hour number three on a Wednesday, taking you into the later stretches of the week. Welcome to hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Not a whole lot of time to waste. Text line 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. We start with our top three stories today. This year's presidential election will officially now be a rematch between President Biden and former President Trump, both men clinching their respective parties' nominations during primaries last night. Recent polls showing the two essentially dead even in the race for office in November, which is thought to be the longest general election campaign ever. The House today approving the bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of social media app TikTok. The bill requires its parent company, ByteDance, a Chinese-owned tech giant, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores.
If we really were serious about banning TikTok, and we should be, my assessment is that we ought to have a deliberative process. We shouldn't rush something to the floor. And then the way you make it better is you offer amendments, you take consideration, you take votes, and then we probably would have an appropriately tailored legislative product as opposed to what we had today.
And lawmakers are concerned the Chinese government can't access the personal data of millions of Americans. Congressman Gates says he believes there should be a ban of TikTok, just not in the way that it's been presented here. Those opposed the bill argue it imposes limits on free speech. President Biden has said he would sign it if it cleared both the House and Senate. And a judge is dismissing some charges against former President Trump in the Georgia election interference case. Judge Scott McAfee tossed out counts that accused Trump and other defendants of solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. McAfee will also soon decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis will remain on Trump's case. 6:15, Austin, how are the roads looking?
Thank you for the segue, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We were dealing with some issues on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Also had some on Pine Forest Road going both north and south there. Those issues have seemingly died down, however. And we also had a recent accident report near the intersection of Airport Boulevard and North 9th Avenue, but not much, if any, congestion is seemingly being caused by that. So it appears that if the only spot you're going to see some issues from are whether you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Wind Haven Beach, or maybe just a little bit if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point.
Partly cloudy skies through the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly in the upper 50s. All right, on Thursday, we're going to again see a mix of sun and clouds. There's a little chance for rain. Might see a light shower. It's only a 20% chance. But on Friday, that chance goes up. We might see some late day showers, maybe thunderstorms. Hey, as far as rain goes over the weekend, high rain chance on Sunday, very low chance on Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 6:16, taking a look at our top local headlines today. The victim in Monday morning's fatal shooting on our street is being identified by family.
A great brother, a great father, great uncle, a great son to my mom. Basically, I just want justice. I want the community or whoever knows something to come forward and say something.
With Channel 3 there, the victim identified as 31-year-old Edward Mobley, who was shot and killed just days after he was released from the Escambia County Jail after serving 10 months for battery and drug charges. Tomorrow morning, Santa Rosa County leaders will discuss the possibility of moving forward with being the host of the largest American flag in Florida. The two bids that were unsealed on Tuesday are both north of $300,000 for installation and materials. And earlier this week, the Milton City Council passed a resolution in support of the idea on a 5-2 vote.
The citizens as a whole are against this because we have roads that we can't drive on. We have places that need stoplights, and that includes in the city as well. There are a lot of things that this county needs. This is not a tourist attraction.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens tomorrow with that discussion. Now, of course, there have been talks about the possibility of using tourism tax dollars for it. However, it's not known if the project would qualify. There is some good news in Santa Rosa County today. ARC of the Emerald Coast will be moving its adult day training program to the Baghdad Community Center for around 6 months. During tomorrow's meeting, leaders are expected to waive the community center's $25 per hour occupancy fee.
You know, we take care of the mentally disadvantaged at the youth level, but when people get to the adult level, we kind of toss them out to the side. And it's an underserved portion of our community that we do need to not drop the ball on.
That from Commissioner Kerry Smith Monday. The organization had been searching for a new home after the owner of the current Dixie Road location advised them they would need to be out by the end of this month. Also, hearing from Sheriff Chip Simmons today regarding the new law banning the homeless from camping in public. It's waiting on the governor's signature. So far, the sheriff's office says they haven't talked to lawmakers about how it will be enforced, but assuming it does get the governor's okay, it will be enforced.
I get complaints and calls every day, and I feel for the residents, and I feel for business owners, and I see that. I also feel for people that may be hungry. I understand there's a mental health issue that needs to be resolved. Again, that's not the sheriff's office responsibility. The sheriff's office responsibility is to enforce the laws, and if there's a law, we will enforce it.
And Simmons says he's been pushing for some type of dashboard system that would show the number of beds available at area homeless shelters so deputies would know where they can take people. The law, of course, requires the county to set up an area for the homeless to camp, which would have security, an alcohol and drug ban, and offer behavioral health services and restrooms. 620, we'll take a break there. State and national news still to come. Pensacola right now.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing
combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This time, I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life. The one we all dream of, but dreams just done enough, so I'll be waiting for the real thing.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at the roads here, not too much to dig into. We did have an accident report near the intersection of Airport Boulevard and North 9th Avenue, but that never really appeared to cause much, if any, issues, so I would not worry too much about that. The main spots where we were seeing some backups were on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Both of those areas have significantly lessened with their backups, though, so there does not appear to be much just going to hold you up for too long.
All right. 6:25, taking a look at the weather forecast moving forward. Right now, about 68 degrees. Overnight's going to be clear with some patchy fog early on in the morning. 60 degrees for a low. 74 tomorrow. Patchy fog early, of course. And then a 30% chance of showers and a thunderstorm or two. Otherwise, probably mostly cloudy. And then 20% chance of thunderstorms on Thursday night and a low of 65. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a Florida woman has died on board a cruise ship that was headed for the Bahamas. Authorities say the 27-year-old was found unresponsive in her cabin on Monday. Cruise officials contacted the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and authorities reportedly confiscated what's believed to be cocaine from her cabin, and they arrested a 32-year-old man from Florida. No identities have been released, and the exact cause of death has not been released either.
And Florida Congressman Corey Mills, who took part in rescue missions following the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the October 7th attack on Israel, is planning his third rescue mission, this time to Haiti, where a humanitarian crisis is underway.
Even in some instances where they are cooking and having cannibalism in the streets that are terrorizing the people who are there, with a complete collapse in government and the prime minister's resignation.
He tells the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show that his primary goal is to keep his constituents and all Americans safe.
Rick Scott joining calls for answers in Lake and Riley's death. He announced yesterday that he and other Republicans sent a letter to Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS secretary. The letter describes how Riley's alleged killer has a history of breaking the law but was never taken into custody by ICE.
And more updates about renovations for the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars are expected soon. City officials say they plan to share a timeline for the proposed project by May. The city's chief negotiator provided more details about the project to council members last night, saying that it's still unclear where the team will play while construction is underway. The more than $1 billion plan would renovate parking lots and install a roof at Everbank Stadium, among other adjustments.
All right, national news. College athletes are making big bucks off of their name, image, and likeness, but changes could come for the rules surrounding NIL.
The world of college sports is at a crossroads, and it is facing unprecedented challenges that I fear threatens to jeopardize all that is working so well.
So Texas Senator Ted Cruz is pushing the proposal that would set a standard for the contracts that kids are signing. It would clarify that student-athletes are not employees of their schools. This comes as some college teams are looking to unionize and increase their bargaining power.
And the attorneys for a Boeing whistleblower found dead over the weekend are speaking out. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside of a South Carolina hotel, and he was known for speaking out about Boeing's production standards after working for the company for over three decades. Though the coroner's office said that Barnett's death was the result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, Barnett's attorneys are calling on Charleston police to investigate further, citing that they did not see any indication that Barnett would take his own life.
Also, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his nation is ready for nuclear war. In an interview, Putin said Russia is ready for negotiations on Ukraine, but they should be based on reality. When asked if Russia was ready for nuclear war, Putin said, quote, from a military technical point of view, we are. He adds that he didn't necessarily see it on the immediate horizon, but if the U.S. sent troops to Ukraine, Russia would consider it an escalation.
And Columbia University is being sued after students were suspended for attending pro-Palestinian protests. On Tuesday, the New York Civil Liberties Union and Palestine Legal filed a lawsuit against the school, claiming that they targeted two student groups and disproportionately punished them. The president of Columbia University is now scheduled to testify before a congressional committee next month.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is set to announce his running mates on March 26th. Yesterday, we talked about that it was reported that New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura were among the frontrunners. Well, for what it's worth, according to Ventura's son, he has not received a formal offer. You would think that if it was going to be Ventura, an offer would come before the announcement.
Yeah.
And the announcement is taking place in Oakland, California. And for what it's worth, Rodgers played at Cal and nearby Berkeley and grew up about 3 hours away. We talked about this last hour that it took about 24 hours for this to trickle out, that Rodgers was being considered as a running mate. And then earlier this afternoon, CNN coming out with the story that among the questionable opinions that I think would be fair to say is that Rodgers has apparently on a couple of occasions, according to the report, shared false Sandy Hook conspiracy theories in private conversations, including with the reporter who wrote this story back in 2013 at the Kentucky Derby. So take that from that what you will. But political reporting is already going after Aaron.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden travels to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to talk about investments in infrastructure and tout his handling of inflation.
Wages are rising faster than prices, and now we have among the lowest inflation rates of any country in America, and we're still fighting to lower it even further.
A consumer price index report released yesterday shows inflation is up more than 18% since the president took office. The president says he's still trying to lower prices in healthcare and education. The judge in former President Trump's election interference case in Georgia has dismissed some of the charges, Fox's Jonathan Seri reports.
The dismissed charges relate to allegations the defendants tried to persuade Georgia elected officials to violate their oaths of office and overturn Mr. Trump's narrow defeat in the state's 2020 presidential election.
Prosecutors could refile the charges. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you own a house, you very likely have homeowners insurance, but it's actually not required everywhere, and a study by the Consumer Federation of America finds 1 in 13 homeowners, or 7.4%, don't carry insurance, putting them at risk in the event of natural disasters or other significant damage to their homes. Geographically, rural homeowners in Louisiana, Mississippi, and New Mexico are most likely to not have insurance. Well, tomorrow's March 14th, which has come to be known as Pi Day in connection with that mathematical equation, 3.14, etc. And it's become a day for many food joints to offer deals, including $3.14 pizza pies at 7-Eleven Speedway, Anthony's Coal-Fired Pizza, Blaze Pizza, and BJ's Restaurant.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Danielle Hunter has been in the NFL since 2015 and has 87.5 career sacks. His play number should say it all, but for some reason he doesn't garner the same national respect as other elite pass rushers. The Texans obviously understand his value, signing Hunter to a two-year contract worth $49 million. Teaming up Hunter with Will Anderson Jr. and having C.J. Stroud as your quarterback makes the Texans a serious Super Bowl contender this year. I'm Zach Gelb.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
African Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer. The most important thing you can do is get screened starting at age 45. Insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but also virtual colonoscopy and other less invasive exams. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by the American College of Radiology and the Radiology Health Equity Coalition.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast.
From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered.
Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Until the break of dawn. Life, life.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Wasn't much to report on in our last update, luckily. That appears to still be the case now. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway looking good. There is a little bit of congestion if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, though. But outside of that, the usual big hitters, North Davis Highway, Nine Mile Road, Caroline Street, all is looking well. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows mainly in the upper 50s. We'll see sun and clouds and a small rain chance at 20% on Thursday, highs in the mid-70s. All right, looking ahead, Friday there is a chance for showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Saturday, likely dry. Sunday, there's a 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Quick recap of today's top three stories. Officially official now, the presidential election will be a rematch between President Biden and former President Trump as each man clinched their respective parties' nominations yesterday. The House is approving a bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of social media app TikTok. The bill requires their parent company, ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. We'll see if the Senate takes it up for a vote. A judge is dismissing some charges against former President Trump in the Georgia election interference case. Judge Scott McAfee tossed out counts that accused Trump and other defendants of solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. Austin, a lot happening in the world of sports today, and especially in college basketball, where action's ratcheting up in conference tournaments all over the country.
Yes, Joe, there's a lot going on in basketball. Let's see. We'll start with some conference tournament action over on the men's side. We've got NC State and Syracuse getting things underway at 6 o'clock. NC State and Syracuse are currently tied at 27 with about, what is that there, 3.5 minutes left until halftime. So that's a good game so far. That's an ACC second round matchup there. Later on tonight on the men's side, we're going to have Cincinnati and number 16 Kansas. That's going to be at 8:30 on ESPN2 as well. And Boston College at Clemson, that's going to tip at the same time on ESPNU. Those are obviously second round matchups for their conference tournaments as well. Some other headlines in men's basketball today. FSU outlasted Virginia Tech 86-76, scoring 25 of those points off of turnovers, and that's to advance to the ACC quarterfinals. So the Seminoles will face the top-seeded North Carolina Tar Heels tomorrow morning. That's going to be at 11 o'clock on ESPN. And Louisville men's basketball head coach, talking about a team that ain't doing so hot, they have fired head coach Kenny Payne. After two seasons in his short tenure with the Cardinals, he had a 12-52 record. He went 4-28 last season before finishing this one 8-24 with a loss to NC State last night. Only one of his 12 wins were away from home, so quite a fall from grace for what was once a great program there.
Yeah.
And over on the women's side, the American Athletic Conference final between Rice and East Carolina, that tipped off at 6. And let me see if I can pull up the score here. Let's see. Where's the American? Is that it? I can't read. I think that's what it says. Yes, Rice is up 28-14 with about 3.5 minutes left in the first half there. So Rice has a convincing lead on the Pirates. And if you're a night owl, you can watch the Mountain West final between San Diego State and number 21 UNLV. That's going to be on at 9:30 on the CBS Sports Network. And we also have, let's see here, NBA high-profile ESPN doubleheader tonight that is just now getting underway. The Nuggets at Heat. That's a rematch of last season's NBA Finals. There, that is set to tip off at 6:30. So if it hasn't yet, it's about to.
Yeah.
And that's going to be followed by Lakers at Kings at 9 o'clock. TNT doubleheader in the NHL. Kings at Blues at 6:30. That should be getting underway soon as well. Followed by Capitals at Oilers at 9. And, the other big hitter is the NFL. More free agency signings. The Titans came out swinging today, or at least by their standards, they think they did. They signed wide receiver Calvin Ridley and quarterback Mason Rudolph. And also, most recently, the Commanders are allegedly signing linebacker Bobby Wagner. So that's a big one, too.
Listen, the Seahawks, not only have they signed Bobby Wagner, but they signed Austin Ekeler. And then who was the other guy that they signed?
It was a QB. Who was it? I can't remember.
Oh, Marcus Mariota.
There it is.
Yeah, and I think they got one other guy. But, I guess they're saying, like, look, the older the player, the more we want them.
The further past their prime, the more they're going to help us.
That's right.
And that's why the Commanders haven't sniffed the playoffs in years.
I also just saw this, that Joe Flacco, of course, the Cleveland Browns savior a year ago, took him to the playoffs. Well, they just signed Jameis, so no longer needed him.
Yeah.
So Flacco is going to Indianapolis. So
wow,
there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. They also have a knack for getting older QBs. What? Didn't they have Matt Ryan?
They had Matt Ryan.
Philip Rivers.
Yes. Well, Philip came first, and then it was Ryan.
Yeah.
Right? I think so.
I think so, yeah.
And then they're like, oh, you know what? We should probably try drafting a quarterback high. So
Anthony
they did
Richardson.
That, and they got Anthony Richardson, who looked okay for the time that he got, but he needs to learn how to slide and not get hurt all the time.
Yeah, he's too athletic for his own good.
And so I still like him long term. I think he's talented.
He's a stud, yeah.
But yeah, needs to stay healthy, learn how to slide. But yeah, so they went with Gardner Minshew, who in the backup role last year, and Minshew now is with the Raiders,
right?
So speaking of the Raiders, Garoppolo released. The Chargers, who are in salary cap hell right now, but looks like so they released Mike Williams,
right?
Which is interesting because he's being linked to the Bears now.
That'd be a good grab.
It would be, as long as the contract is. Almost all of it has to be incentive-based because he's just been too hurt. Mm. The talent is good, but he just can't freaking stay healthy. So, yeah, if he agrees and he wants to go to the Bears and partner up with DJ Moore, I'm all for it as long as the money is low with if he stays healthy and gets good numbers. Yeah, sure. You know, give him $15 million or whatever if he's able to stay healthy and produce. So yeah, good there. Also, Major League Baseball had a big story with the Yankees. Star pitcher Garrett Cole has been shut down, and he's visiting doctors over issues with his elbow. As of now, good news is that there is not believed to be a tear in his UCL ligament, but he's been having discomfort. Right now, looks like best case scenario is he would miss a month of the regular season. So obviously, if you're a Yankee fan, that's not at all good news. I mean, they signed Juan Soto, or they traded for him or whatever. But pitching, yeah, it's Garrett Cole, and then, you know, you and me are the second and third guys in the rotation.
Yeah.
So they need him bad if they're going to have any chance of getting back to the playoffs after finishing last in the division a year ago. 6:45, how are the roads looking? Still good?
Let's see. Hopefully so. Caroline Street's looking all right. Same with Nine Mile Road and North Davis. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway were giving us the most issues, but they do appear to be clearing up. So unless you're dealing with some traffic issues downtown, for example, the intersection of, what is this here, Cervantes and Northeast Street, unless you're dealing with some backups there, which also appear to be minor, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Partly cloudy skies through the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly in the upper 50s. All right, on Thursday, we're going to again see a mix of sun and clouds. There's a little chance for rain. Might see a light shower. It's only a 20% chance. But on Friday, that chance goes up. We might see some late day showers, maybe thunderstorms. Hey, as far as rain goes over the weekend, high rain chance on Sunday, very low chance on Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today, a major auto safety group says most hands-free driving systems are unsafe.
Ah, who'd have
thought? Shocker.
Yeah.
Today, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety announced nearly all driving automation systems received poor safety ratings. Out of 14 systems tested, 11 of them received poor ratings, 2 were marginal, and then only 1 was acceptable, none receiving good or better.
And 1,000 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores are closing their doors. Yes, it rhymed. During the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2023, the company said it was doing a portfolio optimization review that included looking at which stores should be closed or relocated. As a result, Dollar Tree said it would close about 600 Family Dollar stores in the first half of 2024, followed by more closures over the next several years of about 400 stores as their leases end.
A San Diego law firm is filing a federal lawsuit against Big Tobacco, but this time it's not for cigarettes or vaping.
The Schmidt National Law Group filed the lawsuit in the Southern District of California. The suit is against Philip Morris for the product Zyn. It's a popular nicotine product that comes in a flavored pouch. The class action lawsuit claims the product is marketed toward young people. Martin Schmidt is the managing attorney at the Schmidt National Law Group. He tells NBC 7 the product is a threat to our health.
They're nicotine delivery systems. Nicotine is one of the most addictive substances there is.
College student Mia Spencer says Zyns are very popular.
It's like, oh, you want a Zyn? Oh, do you have a Zyn? All the time.
Martin Schmidt says the case could take years to work through the courts. I'm John Fink.
All right, thank you, John. Pop culture notes, Dr. Dre getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The hip-hop icon star will sit next to Snoop Dogg's. The 8-time Grammy winner will be honored in L.A. on March 19th. We talked about this in hour number one. I'm certainly not an aficionado when it comes to music, but I made the comparison that Dr. Dre is, in my estimation, again, what little I know, kind of like the music version of John Madden, in that depending on how old you are, you probably know him for a different reason. Madden, of course, was a Hall of Fame coach. So if you're old enough to remember that, you think, okay, Madden the coach. I think of him as Madden the announcer.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the newer generation it's the video game, and he's the face and face of it. Now, I don't know about the voice, because it's been a while since he voiced the actual video game. But Dr. Dre, yeah. Of course, he's been in the music industry his whole career, but he's had different roles, I guess. But I know him as Beats by Dre. That's how I know him.
That's the thing. I mean, he was obviously a prominent figure on like NWA. And then, of course, he did his collaborations with Snoop Dogg, hence their stars being next to each other. So, yeah, it's totally a well-deserved award. And I think your analogy is very good comparing him to Madden. Another comparison you could make is maybe Phil Jackson. He played as a New York Knick back in like the 70s and stuff, and then he was the coach of the Bulls, and then years later he was the coach of the Lakers and all that. So, you know, it's like when you're just that successful, and Pat Riley could maybe be another example. So yeah, either way, all good company. He's one of the greats for sure. The already massive Mega Millions jackpot is rolling over again with no grand prize winner in Tuesday night's drawing. The jackpot jumps to $792 million with the next chance to strike it rich coming up on Friday. The cash option on that works out to just shy of $382 million. Meanwhile, tonight's Powerball jackpot stands at an estimated $559 million.
Ryan Gosling is returning to Saturday Night Live as a host. He's set to host on April 13th, which is before the release of The Fall Guy, which will see him star with Emily Blunt. Of course, the two fun rivals between the Barbenheimer there. They had fun with that at the Oscars. Also, he did perform I'm Just Ken, and I have been kicking myself over the last couple of days because I have forgotten to include that in our rundown so you can hear it. So
it's okay. I never cared to hear it.
This will be his third time hosting the show. I don't believe you. 6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up Wednesday. Next.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a good chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves about new skate park rules, new bathroom facilities coming to several locations in downtown Pensacola, and why he doesn't think it was appropriate to wait time on the Malcolm Young gym demolition. We also talked about several Santa Rosa County issues, including reducing the speed on the Navarre Beach Causeway to 20 miles an hour for the shorebirds, the Wellfield Protection Area, and the new $300,000 price tag on that big old flag. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Feel it coming in the air. Hello. Is there anything that will immediately come to mind when you hear this song?
I feel like I should have an answer, but I don't, because I just know the song for that. But why? What did you have in mind?
Oh, The Hangover.
Oh, I've never seen that.
What?
I've never seen that. Well, didn't you just see like Back to the Future 20 minutes ago?
Did you ever watch Moneyball like I asked you to?
No, but I did watch the scene you were talking about because I recognized the
theme. What about the 30 for 30 OJ?
No, I did not watch that. But I do have and I'm not even trying to joke here, I do have a decent knowledge, I would say, on the OJ Simpson situation, though. So I didn't need it. I'm just that smart. What it is.
Okay.
6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather.
Just try not to screw up east and west and north and south routes.
Okay,
how about that?
Okay, buddy. Yeah, you made a humble brag earlier when I do it. Oh, geez, I'm a jerk. Nah, let's see. Not much to report on here, so luckily there's no risk of any mix-ups on my behalf. It appears like if you're dealing with some issues wherever you may be, this should not hold you up for too long.
Partly cloudy skies through the overnight hours with low temperatures mainly in the upper 50s. All right, on Thursday, we're going to again see a mix of sun and clouds. There's a little chance for rain. Might see a light shower. It's only a 20% chance. But on Friday, that chance goes up. We might see some late day showers, maybe thunderstorms. Hey, as far as rain goes over the weekend, high rain chance on Sunday, very low chance on Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 6:55 here at News Radio. Just checking in with us, a quick recap of the day's top three stories. It's official now. The rematch is on between President Biden and former President Trump as both men clinched their respective parties' nomination last night. The House is approving a bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of TikTok. The bill requires their parent company to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. And a judge today dismissing some charges against former President Trump in the Georgia election interference case. Judge Scott McAfee also will soon decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis will remain on the case. As we wind down here, some of the more wackier headlines in the news today. You probably squeezed an avocado to see if it's ripe, or maybe you've knocked on a cantaloupe, but the line, that's fair play. But there is a question on where the line should be drawn when you check your produce and fruits, because a woman posted that she watched a lady opened up a container of blueberries and started squeezing them. She apparently did it with two other tubs before she picked one. Question that matters, what did she do with the blueberries that she squeezed? Did she discard them, or did she throw them back in the tub?
She probably put them back. That's what my guess is, especially with it being like such a, like, hey, is this not over the line? Especially with that, like, causing a discussion. I would assume that she just put them back, because that's what you do with anything else that you grab to see if it's ripe or whatever. So that's my guess.
You shouldn't do it anyway. I mean, I guess it would be less severe if she opened it, took out a blueberry, pinched it, and then discarded it and then closed it back up. I still don't like that. Right.
But that would be better. You're correct. Yeah. No, I think that she was just as entitled as could be and just put them back. How do you like your bacon? If you like it nice and crispy or floppy and undercooked? Apparently there's communities to both. But I ask because a 52-year-old man in Florida had a history of migraines and recently saw a doctor because they were getting worse. They were more severe than usual and lasted for longer durations. He'd have a headache for a week straight, and it went on like that for 4 months. But he finally got a new diagnosis, and it wasn't migraines. Turned out he had a tapeworm in his head, and it laid eggs, too. He figured out he'd eaten some bacon that went bad. Apparently, he's one of the soft bacon people. If he had just cooked it more, it probably would have killed the parasite hiding inside of it.
You know, I think I'm just not going to eat bacon anymore after that.
It's an overrated breakfast food anyway, so that's fair.
I feel like we could have probably a 3-hour show on that, but I'm not going to have that here with you now.
Yeah, we got to pick our battles,
Also, if you've ever had a waiter or waitress draw a smiley face on your receipt, got some bad news for you. They weren't flirting with you.
What?
They were trying to get more money. That's believable. A study finds that putting emojis next to suggested tip amounts makes us tip more. Guilty as charged. The Journal of Hospitality Management printed different tip suggestions on receipts, and each one had a different emoji next to it, basically to see if they would shame people into tipping more. The average tip without was 22.9%, and with them it rose to 25.4%. So there you go. You've been warned.
Well, now I know that the Waffle House waitress is not
interested in you at all.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, good news here. And serious news, by the way. That last bit was a joke. A Long Island lunch aide is being hailed as a hero for having a second grader who is choking on pizza. 7-year-old Grayson Molina tried to tell the lunch monitor at his Comac school that the pizza he was eating was stuck in his throat, but he couldn't get the words out. Fortunately, Miss Francesca was on the job, saw what was happening, and followed the directions on the Heimlich maneuver poster on the cafeteria wall.